192, it's John and Nat. It is time for our weekly tantalisation of taste buds. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. Yes, and this week we're chatting to Arva, one of two of the Frying Pan Adventure Sisters. How you doing?
Fantastic.
We always like speaking to you because you always kind of give us something that we think, I wasn't hungry until Arva opened her mouth. Now here we go, and we want to get whatever it is that Arva's mentioned this week. So where are you taking to us, and what are we going to be sampling?
All right, I don't know whether you're going to be hungry after this one. It's a little bit of a tricky one. We're going to go to Fujian Snacks, which is in Dera, and I tried something that I think is totally worth going back with at least two other people because the portion sizes are quite huge. It's a hot pot place, but I did not get hot pot. I actually got their mutton, their poached mutton in chili oil.
Poached mutton in chili oil. I've never had that.
It's not the kind of dish where you look at it and it doesn't even sound appetizing. Like poached mutton in chili oil does not sound appetizing. For 45 dirhams, that is not the kind of dish you would normally think of getting. But actually, that mutton is like these little juicy nuggets of mutton that have been submerged in a swimming pool of mala substance. Do you guys know what mala is?
What is that?
Okay, mala is the Chinese term for hot and numbing. So it's a combination of, yes, chili oil and hot red chili peppers, but they're also pairing it with Sichuan peppers. And what happens then is like Sichuan peppers has a very different sensory experience. It's not spicy. They tend to be pungent. And as one of my favorite a food science author describes it, Harold McGee, he's like, it's like touching a 9-volt battery to the tip of your tongue. It's a mild electric current.
Nice.
Okay. So what happens is your tongue is going ding, 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 ding. It's vibrating. There's like this, you know, extreme sensitivity. And then you're going to assault it with chili. And also the Sichuan pepper has a lemony aftertaste. So it's the kind where you kind of want to keep going back in there despite the pain. It is a fantastic
I'm very
experience.
Afraid, Arva. You've never made me afraid about going somewhere to eat with you. But now I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this, Jelly.
Honestly, I don't eat chili, right? But this is the one thing I actually crave anything mala. 45 dirhams for a massive broth, like massive, that you can easily share across 3 to 4 people. I do not recommend that this is the kind of thing you pack and take away, because the more it's the mutton sits in the chili oil, it gets deadlier and deadlier, as my parents realized after the fact. I had some situations at home, but it was absolutely incredible. I highly recommend you try it. It will not kill you. It will not. I'm alive.
You know, what's so funny is that she doesn't eat spicy food and she is championing this.
And the beauty of it is it's right by the Al Rigga metro station. So if you're going to make the trip down, just take the metro, skip the traffic. It's not, you don't have to hurl yourself all the way to International City. It is super convenient to get to, and definitely try that dish, because usually people just end up getting the hot pot, which I'm sure is fantastic. But this one, if you want an interesting experience that will not blow your head off, but just create this very fascinating experience on your tongue, I highly recommend you try it.
When I'm a little braver, I definitely will take you up on it.
Arva, thank you for the party in your mouth that everyone's invited to this week. Appreciate you and appreciate Sheep Eats from Frying Pan Adventures. Arva, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Have a scrumptious week ahead, guys.